10th parak of Shi'is, Mishnah Ches. We are talking about the procedure if someone did not write a principle, so the money that is owed to him is not collectible after Shemitah. What happens if the one who owes the money to him comes to him and brings him the money? So, if the one who borrowed the money comes to me after Shemitah and says that I want to pay you back the loan, the one who lent the money is required to say that I am giving up my right to collect. You should know that you don't have to, you're not required to pay me. If the lawyer says, even so, I want to give it, then you'll have to receive it. So these are the words of Shemitah. In other words, you have to say certain words before you can collect the money. You can't just rely on the fact that he's from his free will paying me that I can collect. First you have to say, I don't want it because it's Shemitah, and if he still wants to give it, then he'll not accept it. The person who killed the Shegeg, he has to go to Erem Niklot, special place, away from his home. This is a type of punishment, kafar, for the fact that he was negligent and he killed somebody, even though it was unintentionally. So if Rotzvanche Ilachabdo, if the people over there want to give him a chabadim, Yemelo Yotzechani, Lahem Yotzechani, you should tell them, you should know that I'm a Ritzech, I killed somebody, I'm not deserving of the death penalty. Omerloi, Apple PK. If they told them that even so we understand that, but so even so we want to be machabin you, you can't really manage them as a Raseach. This Raseach, the Shogeg, is, should say that he's a Raseach, the Shogeg. This is a chizuk for all of us to be very careful when we drive.